Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me today. The summer is well underway, and we're 1 week removed from the 4th of July. We're now in a countdown to the 250th anniversary of our country's independence. That we live in a country that can claim a quarter of a millennia since its independence, and that we live in a country which can claim the oldest continuously used constitution on earth is incredible. And we owe this to successive generations of citizens who undertook the responsibility of shepherding America through time to where we ourselves now bear that sacred mantle of responsibility. Through the summer, the commissioners have kept busy as we always are, seeking to do our best in bearing our responsibility to the community. Among the challenges that our community continues to face, the Maryland-Piedmont Reliability Project Power Lines, or MPRP, remains the primary and dominant issue. As you'll have heard, a recent federal court order granted Public Service Enterprise Group, or PSEG, the company which won the bid to construct the MPRP, the ability to enter private property for the purposes of surveying. I believe that the court reached the wrong decision on this. PSEG knowingly took on this project, understanding full well the time constraints imposed upon its completion, and now has resorted to legal action to accommodate its own inability to carry out its function. Given all we've experienced with PSEG since last year, none of this is surprising. At present, citizens and property owners are considering their own legal response to the federal order, and the commissioners are also considering how we might proceed on our end to further our efforts against the MPRP. As you'll remember, we rejected PSEG's request to enter county property for their surveying. We formalized our opposition to the project, sought to invoke the coordination process with the federal government, have and will continue to support state legislative efforts against the project, filed opposition testimony in Pennsylvania against the section of the MPRP in that state, and have worked to advance our opposition with the governor, his staff, and others, and we are currently in communication with our representation in Congress for a federal response to the issue. Even then, we are considering what more we might do here locally, including the idea of designating funding specifically for the effort, the creation of an MPRP-specific responsibility position within our legal department, and continuing to prepare for a legal case when the MPRP comes before the Maryland Public Service Commission. As you may have heard, Ocean City has been battling an offshore wind project for years. It's further proof that energy projects like these really are thrown at local communities without an understanding of those local communities. The company behind the project, U.S. Wind, tried to get Ocean City's motion challenging the legality of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management's Record of Decision, which originally approved the project, thrown out. But the motion was upheld. This is good news for a number of reasons, not least of which the challenging of a federal agency's right to unilaterally make such project decisions. As I've said repeatedly, no setback is going to deter us. We have numerous options still available to us, and even if the Public Service Commission ultimately rules in favor of PSEG for the MPRP, even that is not the end. No matter what, we will continue in our efforts to stop the project. Recently, I had the opportunity to attend and speak at a public hearing regarding the solar development of agricultural land in District 1, a public hearing also conducted by the Public Service Commission and capably co-hosted by Commissioner Kyler. The hearing was well attended and everyone who spoke was in opposition to this specific solar project. Commissioner Kyler and myself also entered comments in opposition into the public record as well, noting that solar panels are not agricultural practices, and so solar developments do not belong in agriculturally zoned areas. Just as the commissioners stand with our community against the Piedmont power lines, we also stand with our community against the contravention of local zoning by the state. All of my colleagues have participated in these kinds of hearings over the past year, and we're incredibly grateful for all of our citizens who participate in them as well. Now, a project that the commissioners have supported has been the expansion of the Arc of Carroll County, which is also celebrating its 70th anniversary. For those who may not be familiar with the Arc, it is a wonderful community-based organization that supports 700 people, adults and children, who have developmental disabilities, providing them with social, educational, and recreational opportunities. We were thrilled to be present at the groundbreaking for their new group home and to have approved the donation of disused county land for their future efforts. We'll share more information as that comes. The commissioners have also recently made an important step for our law enforcement, corrections, and fire and EMS members by supporting and voting for an increase in their pension and medical disability, bringing these into line with industry standards. With careful budgeting and understanding the severe challenges these men and women face every hour, it only made sense to demonstrate our respect for the indispensable services that they provide. They really are a blessing to our county and serve as an inspiration to others. We hear consistently from other counties and even other states who look to our sheriff's department and our fire and EMS system as role models for their own operations. Now, as for the commissioners in general, we're hard at work on a number of issues as well. One of the things that I've been working on, alongside our county attorney and our county administrator, is reforming the delegation of authority resolution. The delegation of authority resolution vests county staff with carrying out certain functions of government without requiring express approval from the commissioners. For example, if a box of pens needs to be purchased for $10, because that expense falls under a certain amount and is within budget, commissioner approval to actually expend the funds is not required. There are some areas of the resolution, however, which could be strengthened, such as when it comes to leases or contracts of certain lengths, and others where commissioner oversight and direction should be clarified and better articulated to ensure that the actual establishing of policy and decision-making is vested in the elected officials, the commissioners, who are in turn accountable to citizens. The delegation resolution is central to government operations, and so it only makes sense to reconsider its aspects and tenets to make sure that government operations continue to be efficient, productive, and of an accountable quality. And lastly, for today, with the summer in full swing, there's no shortage of events worth attending around the county, whether hosted by the county itself through the Farm Museum or by any one of the amazing towns we have here in Carroll. The websites and social media pages for each of them are phenomenal ways to keep informed about those awesome events. I certainly do hope you are enjoying the summer, and I very much hope to see you around. I pray that God blesses you and your loved ones, our county, and our country in every single possible way. I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me.